Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast all around the world. We greatly appreciate you. Make sure you check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, for all the news and information regarding cannabis, as we are the number one source, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And feel free to give us a call and say hello, leave a voicemail, all that fun stuff at 800-420-1980. That's 800-420-1980. What a great year that was as well. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101 at pot_brothers_at_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at number one, Christopher Wright. And I am at Joe Grande 52. And it's great to be here with you guys all alone, because sometimes Mark and Craig and Blue, you know what? They can mess up the show. I get it. But you know what? They are missed. That being said, we do have a very special guest today on the show to talk about some banking, as Craig Isaac joins us. Thank you for coming on the show, Craig. I know you didn't think or know you were coming on as you come to the office to talk to us and hang out. We see you at events all over the place. And Craig, you're with Bank of California, correct?
I am indeed.
And you're a specialty banker?
I am indeed.
So let's talk about this. How does one, and I see you in the cannabis expos. I see you all over the place. You're at MJ BizCon. You're here, you're there. We met you, I believe, at the last MJ BizCon. So, and make sure you get real close when you talk on the mic. So what is it that you do in the banking industry?
So for me, I'm, as you see there, in specialty banking. Our specialty banking group is really an evolution of media and entertainment. So I think a lot of the other banks are siloed in what they do. We're very fortunate at Bank of California that specialty banking is across all the platforms, meaning that's tech, that's startup, that's in the sneaker space, meaning in all these spaces, we roll up. And so that's how kind of the evolution of where you've seen me and how I've evolved into cannabis, or actually supporting cannabis-related companies.
So that being said, is your bank, Bank of California, supporting cannabis banking?
We're supporting, the way we have divvied it up is there are three tiers of banking, the way that we see it. There are tier one that are the flower touching companies. There are tier two. Those are companies that support the flower touching companies. That could be packaging, Pot Brothers Law, your gentleman right here at Cannabis Talk 101, where you're circumnavigating, 100% focused on cannabis, but you're not actually profiting from the sale of cannabis. We would see that as a tier two. Tier three is the greater proportion of people now in Los Angeles where they've had a traditional business, could be the packaging, could be marketing, could be a consultant, where now they pick up a cannabis-related company, so they've got very minor revenue from a cannabis company. That is what we see as a tier three. So we are focused on the tier two and tier three because of what's... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
So what's going on, because of what's going on, the banks are limited in being able to support, because we're a public company. We're a national bank, right? 30 banking offices, over $9 billion in assets. We're unable to support flower-touching companies or the brands or people that are getting direct revenue. But we have felt like that we're comfortable, and now we're trying to focus on all the companies that are supporting those flower-touching companies and help to be kind of the engine there.
What about dispensaries?
We're unable, because again, a dispensary is focused on distributing the plant, and they're profiting directly. So the best way to look at it that we do is that if you are in a circumstance where you are getting direct revenue from the plant, then from where the banks are, that's where everyone, and I understand it, people get, you know, sensitive because they're unable to do banking. But that's where we've got to wait for the federal regulation.
So if you're a flower-touching product company, so delivery service, no, you can't deal with either?
It depends. The delivery services, it depends on their business model. So some of the larger, right, the public or some of those companies, they may be in a service agreement where they're getting a fee for what they do. And then there are companies that are directly profiting based on the sale. So this is really an evolution, meaning in many ways, again, which is where I'm here to talk to you gentlemen, we're basically doing this on a case-by-case basis. And again, the evolution, when you look at me in specialty banking, the reason I started in this 2 years ago was I applied the same, and I think I was mentioning it to Chris and yourself, is I applied the same strategy to music back throughout 2000 to 2009 when everybody was looking at royalties. And it was the same kind of an exercise, meaning people understood there was a revenue model there. In many ways, it was antiquated. And then people were applying technology. And then it was a matter of, hey, how can banks do more? How can banks be more creative for the individuals? And I feel like that's been my excitement in the cannabis space, which is why you've seen me at the events, is to just talk to people and understand what their business is. Because the bank relies on me after 25 years to be and apply a credit matrix to this. So they're looking at me to say, how does the business run? Where are the risks in this business, right? And why is this going to be safe for the bank? Which at the end of the day, it's a bank. They want to be safe. They want to mitigate their risk.
And wouldn't they be safe though? Like if the money's coming in and they're depositing, whether it's a transaction online or cash they're putting in, are they just afraid because of where this cash is coming from? Where does the bank stand on that?
Well, it depends when you say about afraid, meaning part of it has to do with just the limitations, right, of federal regulations, right, and the bank. And please excuse me, and again, I know that the Pop Brothers, right, that those guys are experts at this.
I would disagree, but go ahead.
They can speak much better because...
Well, not from the banking aspect. They can speak on laws and regulations, of course, and all this other good stuff. But when it comes to the banking and the federal banking, that I still get so puzzled by it. I mean, I see it, you know, when they look up a company and I've dealt with processing and I see how I've tried to help companies get bank accounts and this and that, and they come in through a different name. For instance, if I had Joe Grande's dispensary, but I had Grande Inc., right, that is a marketing company, and then I try to get my marketing company as a bank account, my marketing company oversees my cannabis businesses and this and that. That's the ways of masking what the company's really, not really doing, but it really does oversee the other entities of somebody's portfolio that one may have. So if I have a portfolio of, yeah, I'm also doing marketing, but I also own a dispensary, I also own a tire shop, I also own a, you know, laundromats, and I also own all these other things. So why wouldn't I still be able to do a parent company and do all my transactions through my parent company? So I've been trying to explain that to people in the cannabis industry forever. And I'm wondering, do you guys see that happening and kind of acknowledge it and say great job, because that is a great way of covering it up, so to speak? Or do you find it and then see it and say, sorry, Grande Inc., I see what you guys are doing. Grande Inc. also owns Joe Grande's dispensary. Sorry, we can't take your business.
I would say that there's a gray area there. To your point, you're exactly right. Meaning, are we going to steer away from that? Yes. But what I would say is, the thing that I've done, and it's funny, I jumped on, which is where I met Blue on Clubhouse, right? So when I jumped onto Clubhouse in December, which is where I met Blue, the goal...
How ironic. So many people we've met on Clubhouse like this. I can't believe that that's what you're saying right now. Sometimes I think about that whole Clubhouse and everything else, and I have so many random thoughts, but it's so funny that you say that's where you met Blue. So go ahead, continue.
And you know what it is about that was, it was an intersection, right? If you put in the time, you could find like people. I think that's what, not to go off on a tangent, that people miss about Clubhouse, right? Is the idea that it was a platform that was originally intended for like-minded people to find rooms to hang out in. I think ultimately, which not to go there, but that's where I was able to meet Blue, right? And my goal when I got onto Clubhouse, if you look at my bio there, was, even when you changed your tone when you were talking about it, is the bank is your partner like everybody else. I always say transparency is key, meaning I'm going to be onboarding a client this tomorrow, okay, that's in this space. And why were we able to do that? Because he took all the time to provide me with all the maps, all the insight into his company. To your point, he could have easily, when I started asking him questions, gone, you know what, this is a lot of questions. You know what, I don't need this, to your point. I'm going to continue to fly like I am, right? Because in essence, nobody's asked me any questions. But with his ability to walk through this, it's been a win-win for both of us. Because I've been able to open up a new lane. He was able to show me flow charts, to your point, right, of how he's not touching the flower, on how he's not generating that income, right? And at the end of the day, we're now going to be able to really work to create a relationship for him. And to me, anyone that's listening, the number one thing that I say, whether you're in entertainment, whether you're in cannabis, whether you're in any business, it is funny how people look at a banker. And at the end of the day, I've been doing this 25 years, and you laugh, right, about my persistence of you and I getting to know one another. Meaning, to me, I'm at the point in my career where I want to work with people that I enjoy, because to me, a banking relationship is 24/7. There is no longer, hey, the branch opens at 9 and it closes at 5. Yes, if you're a retail client, when you talk about the differential of specialty banking, but specialty banking to me means that if you have time on Sunday afternoon, that's when you want to do your banking, and I'm going to expect that you're going to, or if it's 3 in the morning, that you're going to email me at 3. When I wake up at 5 in the morning, I'm going to get an email from you going, these are the 4 things or the problems that I have, and I need you to fix it. And that's about a relationship. Because you've got a business to run, you're on air, you don't have time at 11 o'clock. That's not convenient for you. So how do I make banking convenient? And that to me is where a relationship is.
This is a real specialty banker right here, man. I'm impressed with this. This is Craig Isaac from Bank of California. It's Cannabis Talk 101. When I come back, I'm going to ask him about these tiers, what the pricing is, and what you could expect. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional,
you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. If you're looking for high-quality seeds, folks, head to rocketseeds.com. They're on Instagram at rocket_seeds. For trusted cannabis seeds, Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality seeds at a fair price. So head to rocketseeds.com and check those out. You know, it's funny because as I think of Rocket Seeds and I think of you guys in banking, and I don't know if Rocket Seeds ever had a problem with that, but Rocket Seeds and seeds in general, they just had a whole big thing of why they can ship them around the world and everything else. And they went to the big high courts and this and that because there's no THC in it. It's just a seed, right? So when you think of a seed, let me ask you this as we're talking to Craig Isaac, the Specialist Banking Senior Director over at Bank of California. Could a client like Rocket Seeds come to you guys and say, hey, we're a seed company selling cannabis seeds. Can we get an account with you guys?
So the light bulb went on when I was staring at that. So I guess I hate to say, look, I've been fond of you for a long time, right? Because you know, right? So I've been a fan and I'm fortunate to sit up here with you today. That's what the light bulb went on when I saw that. So when I walked in, and look, if you may want to jump into banking. No, I'm kidding.
You ain't. I might. Are they hiring? Can I get a nap? I'm good at relationships. I'm looking for a side gig.
When I saw your advertiser, that was the first thing that went through my mind. So that's exactly how I think. So when I stared at your advertiser of Rocket Seeds and I was getting a tour here today, the first thing that went on was, let me walk through what that is. Let me walk through where that is. And that was exactly what I was thinking. So believe it or not, that was going to be one of my calls when I was out of here, was to look into a company like Rocket Seeds and understand what headwinds they have. Because again, it's an interesting question, right? Not the flower. It's a wholesale business.
They can mail them out to all 50 states.
Correct.
It's fully legal because it already went to the high courts. There's no THC in a fucking seed.
Correct.
So therefore, you can do and sell anything because it's a seed. So now it gets me to go to a senior banker. Would you take on a client like that?
And that is what I do.
Get close, please.
Sorry. So that is what I do. So basically,
I'm looking for a yes or no, to be honest with you, Craig. I want a high direct, you know.
No. I understand. But this is all brand new. So to me, literally, the first time I'm learning about seeds, and this is how I go about my business, was exactly when I was standing here. So what ends up happening? Idea light bulb goes on. Just so you understand, because I knew you were asking about the tiering,
yeah,
right?
I'll get to the tiering next. But yeah, so a company like this, what tier would they even fall under?
So they come to me. Basically, we have a screening process. So it falls into where we are as a bank. So the way we're looking at this is there is the banking, which is the tier one, which, like we said, has the legal ramifications to it where we're limited. Everything outside in tier two, tier three from every bank is a business decision because it has to do with the compliance. It has to do with the cost of them. The way we've looked at it is we, even in looking at Cannabis Talk 101, right, as an example.
Are you guys looking at us? Is Blue trying to get an account with you guys?
I would love to get. That's why I'm here today.
Oh. Well, maybe we can get an account with you guys. Who are we with right now? We're at the U.S. Bank. There we go. We're with U.S. Bank. But we're a full-on media company. I mean, just the name of it. We don't sell product. We don't do anything. So, you know, I mean, we do take money from other clients that may push cannabis. So I guess that's kind of different. But yeah, but, you know, we're marketing.
But see, the thing is, to me, it's a matter of where you're growing, right? So at the end of the day, my proposition, right, in looking at a company like you of where we are, is you look at other banks that are steering away from this. And the reason being is the larger the bank, the more risk there is in the people that aren't vested in their bank. So I've been at my bank for 7 years. It's been a journey. I've been doing this for, I shouldn't say, because I know I look a lot younger, especially
you
when I'm on radio.
You look 32 max, yeah.
Exactly. So the thing about this is I'm wedded to the bank. I'm invested in the bank. I'm making a decision on behalf of the bank. That's who my decisions are. What a lot of people don't realize, and this is what I always encourage people, right? Because I'm in a very small place. I'm only in California, right? Is when I educate people, part of our discussion today about banking, is you need to find the right bank and you need to find the right banker. Because if you have someone that doesn't ask you a lot of the questions, like even when you ask me for a direct question about Rocket Seeds and I go, I got to get to know the business. I have to understand the cash flow. I need to understand who that company is. If you walk into a bank and they, especially in this industry, and they just very quickly onboard you, I would dare to say that I really think you're getting a short-term solution. Because that banker, they're not asking for a relationship from you. And that's where I was saying when I talked to you and Chris, and like you said to me, I'm at all the events that you are. That's an intersection, right? That's a matter of both
are
of us.
Scary sometimes because I've seen you pop up a few cloaks. Wait, is that peeping Tom, mother, what's he doing over here? Ain't he a banker? I'm just kidding. No, look. I feel like you are doing the right steps as far as you are vetting out the areas, you are vetting out the industry, and I actually admire what you're doing, to be honest with you, because I see what you're doing. And even Chris Franchino and I, we've talked about you going, dude, we got to meet with this guy. This guy's like everywhere. And we got to sit down with him and see what he's up to and what he's doing exactly. Because hence we've seen you, but we haven't sat down and talked. And in fairness, I even told you when you were in the office, I don't want to talk to you out here. I want to talk to you on the show because I want to hear what you're doing and what we're doing. And I want to get everything on the show rather than hearing it in the hallway
Sure. Or
sitting down face to face where we can sit down face to face and record it and everybody could hear it. Because I had a good gut feeling that you're doing something great for the industry. Most people don't spend their time or money to go to events and go to and pay for the MJ Biz entrance and all these other shows that I've seen you at entrance and fly out and go there and be at after parties and you're there. And I'm like, this guy's building relationships. What does he do? And I love hearing everything you're saying. So far, Craig, I think your whole relationship way of handling business is beyond just a banker. I'm just impressed with it because I don't have a relationship like that with any of my bankers. You know what I mean? I don't like, I know Craig Isaac at my bank. I don't know anybody like that. I just go to the bank, make my transactions, do my things. Granted, that's my personal bank account, even for the work one. Actually, that's not true. With U.S. Bank, I do know the general manager, and he's helped me quite a bit. And they know exactly what we do and how we do it, because I had to kick Craig and Mark off, because Craig and Mark got kicked off the account, ironically, because of the Pop Brothers at Law, which they messed up our whole account, right? So as of recently, as you're a banker, I could tell you this random story, and maybe you could help explain why this happened, because they don't even know why it happened. Mark and Craig, quote unquote, their bank account, the Pop Brothers at Law, all of their accounts got shut down at U.S. Bank.
Okay.
And of course, they didn't give them a reason why. That being said, they were associated to our CT101 Inc. accounts. And then I had to go in there and say, I am not associated with them too. I'm also part owner of this as well. And let's just kick them off that account and their other accounts. And then they had to go to the higher uppings. And because of my back, it was good. They allowed us to stay there, thank God, because we just kicked them off the accounts.
Right.
Why does something like that happen with two lawyers? Which baffles me that they're legal attorneys that, you know, look up their numbers. They're legit lawyers. I mean, to an extent legit. I mean, Chris Franchino's up there screaming in the corner. Going, I mean, they're not that legit. Chris, what were you going to say, Chris?
I mean, it's in my opinion, it sounds like they're a tier one, too, because they're an attorney. So that means their clients can essentially are touching the plant and they're hiring them to retain them for legal counsel. Right. And so I agree with Joe. I don't see how they are, you know, breaking any laws. And so we're very curious to see what your take is on that, because like I said, you know, like you said earlier, tier one is touching the plant. Tier two is profiting from people who are touching the plant. And although they're profiting from people who are touching the plant, it's because that's their legal profession as an attorney, and they're criminal attorneys as well. So they're definitely defending people who are taking money in, you know, other ways than they should be, I'm sure.
You that, know, that may go for all attorneys, though.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, absolutely. That's so, I mean, do we shut down all the attorneys?
How do you justify any attorney at that point then? Because of what you're saying, which I would agree with, how do you know what kind of cases they're taking on, right? Where does that money come from? They get paid in cash and they go in there and just, okay, here's my cash.
Again, and I know you're going to laugh because you laughed earlier when I gave you a maybe, right? When I gave you a maybe earlier. The thing is that it's complicated. I think, again, and I go back to how I try to approach this, is none of this is one-dimensional. And so in my mind, and you see it working, right, in many ways, of the way I look at this is, how does their business run? Right. So again, I apply a credit perspective. So, Chris, to your point, right, it's a matter of understanding what their clientele is. There is also off of that a public persona. So to your point, right, delving into that, I'm not familiar with, did they have an extraordinary transaction? So let's say, because they sound like they were longstanding clients there, there's a couple of things there. One, there is their underlying business. A bank may make a business decision that, given what they do, that may not be something they're interested in. Then you have the second layer, which is they are very public about what they do, right?
You mean smoking weed on Instagram and on all social media and not giving a crap and telling everybody to shut the fuck up when cops ask questions and standing by what they know and their legal rights, because they're lawyers and everything they're saying is legitimately legal and right, which baffles me that, okay, what did they do wrong? Like, I get confused still.
You're exactly right. And again, I'm not familiar, right, but I would only say there is, people don't realize, right, that that's an inner relationship, right? Meaning people look at it that it's just financial, but it is more than that, because it goes to the idea of, it goes to the idea of my, right, I look at yourself, right, who I'm familiar with. I smile every time I think about it, right? You talked about how many years I've been familiar with you, right, growing up here in L.A.
Oh, you listened to me. I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah,
of course.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't realize that. I slipped my
no,
mind.
No, I don't know whether you were, so I grew up here in L.A., so I go way back here with you. So.
What station did you first hear me on?
Where would it have been?
This will tell me.
Was it 105?
So you got a hip hop backbone. I was wondering if you're going to say
105.9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What power 106? I don't see. See, it's funny because my judgment, when I see people who tell me they listen to me forever, I don't know. And my dice roll with you would be, oh, he probably knows me from sports, right? So, but you knew me from the hip hop world.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because I'm prejudging my My judgment is older white guy knows me from the sports world. Banker knows me from the sports world. I wasn't going to roll the dice. Or may know me from Kiss FM where he's rolling around with his kids, right? I wouldn't roll the dice on this guy and go, oh, he probably knows me from Big Boy's Neighborhood on Power 106 where I was doing the craziest shit ever and from my hip-hop backbone days. That's funny. That's even more impressive.
Look, I shouldn't because I know this is public. I don't want to date myself, but I actually won tickets to Magic Mountain back in the day when you could call in to 105.9.
Were we there? Did I see you there? Did I meet you there? I remember doing those so many times. And I did so many. Okay, we did so many events over there. Matter of fact, one of my other guys, a guy named Michael Eaves, who's actually one of the big anchors on ESPN right now, but he was with Fox Sports at the time, showed up to an event just like that, which is funny that and we did some crazy stuff. But it's always fun when I get to hear random memories like that. And I didn't realize you used to listen to me back in the day. So that's good. Thank you for listening.
I have to say, I mean, thank you. Look, you were the most popular. I mean, it was the place to be. So
yeah, it was a good time back then, yeah.
I mean,
Chris Franchino got laid for one of my events, for God's sakes. I think Pitt got arrested and a couple other ones, but other than that, Jennifer was too young to be there, though. It's okay. Jennifer Steele doesn't know who I am. She's like, Joe Grande, I don't remember exactly who. Oh, my mom knows him. My uncle does, my Theo. Well, thank you, Craig. I appreciate you listening. When we come back, once again, we're going to break real quick, but I want to get into these tiers, and I want to get into the pricing because I've dabbled into so much with the banking sides and this and that. I want the audience to really get adjusted on what that means when he says these tiers and what these pricings are. And we're going to talk about CBD companies and other ancillary companies within the cannabis space. It's Cannabis Talk 101 here with Craig Isaac, Senior Director at Bank of California. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you, Gilbert, for listening to me back in the day. Gilbert, I appreciate you. Jennifer just clarified, baby daddy was the one that listened to me. She went home and there's this guy named Joe Grande. I have no idea who he is, but, you know. And this time, real quick, I just want to thank everybody on our team that makes this show happen. Jan, our social media girl out there, thank you so much. Erica, Daniel, Cal, Ilchazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam Salar, Nadia, Ali, who they actually run the whole, not Facebook, what's it called? Clubhouse. Thank you, Ali, for doing everything you do on Clubhouse, and Nadia. Pitt, of course, my brother from another mother, our engineer, Chris Franchino. Jennifer and Elvis all help this show. And, of course, Mark and Craig Wasserman and Blue, the creator. Thank you guys all for doing what you do. Coming back here with Craig Isaac, senior banker, specialty banking. I want to get back into those tiers that we talked about at the beginning. And is there a price difference, a ratio difference of what you guys take, keep, anything like that? Because I know in processing, right, processing CBD products, it's a higher rate. So when the companies are using a CBD, quote unquote, processing solution, they get hit with higher rates because it's CBD and it's known as higher risk. You're referring to specialty banking, which would be considered higher risk, which still, no matter what, baffles me. I mean, I get it, Craig, I get it, because it's quote unquote cannabis. But to me, I maybe because I'm in this and I see it, I look at it as alcohol, I look at it as tobacco, I look at it as all these other things. Like, what do you mean it's higher risk? No one's gonna come back and say, hey, I need my money back for what the products that I bought. Like, I don't really see it, but I do see it from the federal government side because it's still not federally legal. So I do get it in the big, big picture. I can just argue it so much on the other side that I go, it's bullshit. That all being said, I understand that there's higher percentages that merchants are being charged for the CBD game. With these tiers that you're referring to that you're bringing in and onboarding, are there different percentages and rates that one would pay with you at Bank of California?
We are not. We're applying a business. Our goal is to understand your business so that when we bring you in, you look and sound to me like every other customer. So back office, compliance, these other areas, they are looking at you differently. But when you walk into the bank, once we onboard you, our goal, our value proposition is that if we're able to onboard you, like when you look at your company, right, that we're going to provide you with all the services that any other business drives. There are other banks that have taken a risk, to your point, risk tiering, and have looked at it as a profit center. So again, if you apply a lending background to it, right, everyone will know that you go out and you get a credit card, right? And people don't understand, well, why did one guy get a credit card or one woman get a credit card at 5% and someone else got one at 21%, right? There's a risk.
Well, because they didn't pay their bills and their credit history and everything else, and they, you know, forfeited the house. And there's a bunch of random things that could happen there to prove of some type of higher risk. I get that.
And you nailed it. So what some banks have decided to do, to your point, is that being that a lot of these businesses, all of these verticals are brand new, they're looking at it and they're saying they may not necessarily get into the deep understanding that we are. Like when you bring up Rocket Seeds, right? They may just look at the seeds company and go, you know what? We're going to jump off. They need banking relationships. So let's not necessarily focus on it, but let's find out, because there's a profit center there, right? All the banks, non-interest income, right? Meaning it's all about income. All these are public companies, right? So the bottom line is there may be a focal point there where banks look and they go, we'll take on riskier clients, which is what they've done with tier one. So cannabis companies can go out to FinCEN's. There are a number of them that do it for payments. They can go out for cash collection, meaning it's just an extraordinary cost to it. They can get, in many ways, banking services, right? But not from a bank, right? From a FinCEN, from a FinTech. So to your point.
Well, there's been a lot of banks that I've seen that have onboarded quite a few dispensaries, delivery services. And I've firsthand seen from the Wells Fargo's to the Chase's to Bank of America. And the only reason that I've seen this firsthand is because I've helped them deal with their processing. And in their processing, the blank check they gave me, for instance, if the dispensary was called Joe Grande's Dispensary, was the same name that was on their bank account. So the transparency has been there. And I don't know how the banking relationship turned the blind eye, or they said no. They understood I had a relationship with the bank, and it's been one of the big ones. And I've seen hundreds of people get denied, but I've also seen several that are approved and have a relationship with certain banks that are the big ones, which is still to me somewhat baffling of like, how can this relationship happen, but yet he can't get one, he can't get one, she can't get one.
Well, and thereby where I'm saying it, that at the money center banks, to bring this full circle, right, when you talk about the risk of where various banks are looking at this, and I take this back to your question about when people look, because a lot of time people have asked me the question of, hey, if it were to be legal tomorrow, right, would the banks be racing to this? My personal perspective is no, because the reality is, I, as I mentioned, am vested with my bank. I am part of my brand. Now, a lot of people look at me, and I, again, when I talk about this, because Clubhouse is filled with entrepreneurs, you gentlemen are entrepreneurs. I'm an officer, right, a senior director at a company. So my first obligation, my first loyalty is to the bank. And so for me, when I go out and visit with you, yes, I would love to earn your relationship, but at the same token, I will never risk the bank on any one relationship, right? The thing is, there are, and there may be people that are in banking, they may be younger, they may not be vested in that way, meaning this could be a stop along the tour. And at the end of the day, they need to produce, right? They need to drive results. And so that's why I say that there's a lot of sides to this, meaning people look at banking at one dimensional. But what I've always said is you're going to walk into retail versus specialty and you're going to get a different perspective of the bank. You're going to walk into different banks, right? Everyone's going to tell you a different story.
Are you related to Sammy Davis Jr. by any chance? Because you tap dance like a motherfucker. Wow, boy. Tap dance like a mug. I love it. And it's good. You're making me go, okay, I hear
you. That's
him.
So funny because I was like, oh, we got to put in the notes on the podcast title. It's going to be listen to freaking Craig Isaac tap dance.
Like, yeah, he tap dances like a senior banker at its finest. There's no solid yes, no's, maybe so's. It is a, which I like though, because it's let me get to know you better. Let me get to see how it all works. That being said, CBD companies.
And let me tell you where I'm going with that. The thing that you also have to understand, my evolution of, I guess where you joke about me being a good tap dancer is my evolution into cannabis came out of entertainment. And in entertainment, you stand in a room. I'm fortunate, right, to work with people like yourself. And you've got a lot of people wanting to put their hands in your client's pot. And they're not getting to your client. They want to go through you, right, to get to your client. So I joke with all of you, but a lot of my work in cannabis, again, which is where I'm focusing on this, came out of entertainment because it is a lot of it the same kind of discretion, meaning there is an element where I advertise and I'm public about what I do and companies I work with. And then at the same token, I'm respectful where people will ask me and I keep that very private because to me, that's the value, right? Meaning if everyone gets it, there's less value in that. And then a lot of times it becomes a commodity. And to me, this is about that. Again, I know I keep going there. It sounds like the cliche, but it's about that relationship. And a lot of that is about, you know, being very discretionary.
So dispensary, it goes federally legal. Dispensary says, I want to sign up with you, Craig. I got $5 million in cash that I need to put in the bank.
I'll tell you, I think the biggest challenge for banks, and for companies, to your point, ironically, is going to be that question. That's why I say that when this just goes legal, this is not just going to be where a lot of dispensaries are going to be showing up at the door and going, I'm ready to open an account. You've got multiple issues. You've got people that have collected cash that would have been collected prior to legalization. To your point where you hit on a great, that's going to be a huge issue, because the question becomes, federally, that would have been during a period of time prior to legalization, right? So a bank or a banker needs to understand, okay, what do we do about that cash? There also is going to be a learning curve on licensing.
Okay, so if you're talking to me and I have the $5 million and I said, no, I just got this $5 million 3 days after it went federally legal. They owed me the money on this product that I've sold and now I have it.
Right.
Couldn't I answer it that way?
You could, but to me, that's where you get into that gray area of, I've been doing this a long time, as the people that are in business, right? That are entrepreneurs or that are risk takers.
And those in this cannabis space have been working in the gray area, let alone the black area forever. So they got to figure out ways, like I mentioned earlier, is how I gave that format of how companies can be formed. And then this is how you oversee it. And this is how you do it. And that's the gray area. I've taught a lot of companies to get an account, let alone to try to work it. And when they go in there and talk to a banker, as if you can be as transparent as saying, well, yes, I also have this cannabis company. Okay, nice meeting you.
Right.
Take care. Good job. But no. And you get the door slammed in your face because it's been the, is this any cannabis money? The answer is no. It's not cannabis money. It's my company that I'm overseeing everything else. So it becomes a hard answer for the companies that I've dealt with and talked to people about, because I'm like, okay, when you deal with your banker, be as transparent as you want, but once you tell them it's cannabis, they're going to shut the door on you.
And to your point, which is where I try to step off with, and this is a thing that I would encourage everybody that is listening, is from my perspective, you need to trust me and I've got to trust you, meaning it starts with people. So to me, when you talk about me being here, which is where this started from, right, to come and ask for your relationship, right, is a matter of knowing someone and then getting to know them, because we are wedded together. I think that's the other thing, and I'm sorry, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the thing that people don't recognize is the banker is taking a risk because every one of those relationships is in my portfolio. So the number one thing about a banking relationship is knowing your customer. They are expecting that I know my customer. That is the first stop before any amount, whether it's $5 or $5 million to me, which is when you talk about the money. To me, relationship is key because that means we can grow together. Like if I understand your business, you're talking to me, we're going to build something together. But bringing this full circle to your question about the $5 million and then whether someone's going to say that they got it. I won't go down that rabbit hole of where I would go with that questioning, right? Which I could, about where or how we would kind of move down that path. But the one thing that I would encourage everybody is short term, you're going to win by giving the banker the right answer. But the long term is always going to be about being candid about what you do, because I can only help you if I understand what your hurdles are. And the reason I'm in this business and that I've been successful and again am breaking ceilings with different verticals within cannabis is I have been very lucky that people have trusted me, to your point, right? Seen me, that they feel like that there is an enthusiasm there and have looked at me and said, you know what, like you're going to be the right partner for me. You're going to be someone that is going to help my business, that I can bounce ideas. This is not just about an account. This is not just about depositing a check, depositing cash. A banking relationship, you want to be with someone that I'm trying to figure out 2 years from now how to get you financing. Maybe it's today, maybe it's 2 years from now. I mean, that's what I'm saying to people. If you just want financial services and you're in a tier one, right, or you're on the high risk, I would definitely invite people to look at the fintechs because they're providing those services. Now, I don't know what the limitations are or why cannabis companies don't want to look to a fintech, you know, versus a bank, but there does seem to be different strokes for different folks, you know, that are out there.
And that being said, do you guys board CBD companies?
So we are just starting to focus. We will look at hemp-based CBD companies. So the biggest catch is whether it's for ingestion or not. But what's been exciting for me, which again is a ceiling that I'm looking at, is the hemp-based companies I am just starting to focus on. And that again depends on, is it creams, is it topicals, is it
oils,
for animals, oils, right, those, what is the makeup of that?
But if it's the same hemp, but it's flower, they have pre-rolls.
Exactly.
That's a no for you?
Well, again, I haven't explored that. So I am entering on the idea, which I always do, on the safest part, right? Meaning what's the easiest point of entry, right? Because again, a bank, they're looking at everything one-dimensional. I make it three-dimensional and then they reduce it down to a narrative. So to me, I've been looking at it, which is I take one step in front of another. So I am aspirational right now that if I can focus on hemp-based CBD, industrial hemp, looking at that kind of part of the vertical, that will evolve. And then the question becomes, where will the bank draw the line for me?
What if I sell ancillary products like bongs, ashtrays, things like that?
So we will look at that. But generally, the difficult part about that is they're not going to benefit from a specialty banking relationship. So again, the thing that I share with is specialty banking is more than just a name. I came out of private banking. So like I mentioned, spent years in entertainment banking. I still work with family office. A third of my practice is still entertainment. We're looking at larger balances. The way that I look at people that come up to me and talk to me and see what I do is I look at them, to your point, and go, if you're not at the upper echelon or you're not running large balances, then a specialty banking relationship may not provide value to you because it's about your payables. It's about your receivables. It's about the amount of income you're running. Look at what you guys do, right? Meaning, which is my excitement of doing this. You have the media company. You've got advertisement that's coming in. You've got shows that you're running in multiple states, which means there's a different pace of cash flow. That to me is really where specialty banking is the idea of people just look at their bank account of, hey, it's a checking account and I'm going to put money in and I'm going to take money out. No, it's much more than that. It's the pace at which you're moving money in and out. It's the amount of money that you're moving money in and out. And it's the number of people that you're interacting with and the ability to simplify something very complex to be able to do it at your laptop. To your point, most of the people that are in the bongs, or I've seen, right, that are in the ancillary products, it's a very small. Now, I was at the packaging summit. You guys jest about me popping up, right? I was at the packaging summit for that reason. That the lights went on where I was like, this is multiple tiers. This is packaging. This is sustainable farming. This is about the environment, meaning there was a much deeper, to me, that means grander. That means larger investments and larger balances.
It's all interesting. I'm very interested in everything you say. And if those that are interested, Craig, how can they contact you if they're looking to possibly do something that they've heard going, you know what, that's the type of guy I want to mess with. How can they get in contact with you?
May I throw out my email or phone?
Absolutely.
Oh,
whatever,
perfect.
Throw it all out. Whatever you want.
So, perfect. So the best way to reach me then, I'm at craig.isaac@bankofcal.com is probably, you know, that's the best email for me. You can find me. I've got basically a link tree set up at craigisaac.com. So if people want to get in touch with me through other social media, but I spend probably 16 hours a day on LinkedIn. So I definitely invite everybody to find me on LinkedIn because I'm very active there and I love to spend time there. So it gives me a great idea, a great chance to get to know people right away.
Well, now we're going to get to know you even better as we get to do the high five with Craig Isaac, the senior director of Bank of California. The high five is brought to you by Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent and super smooth cartridges on the market. Check out their website, viscus.life. Question number one, Craig. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
You know, I...
Right to the mic. I'm sorry.
I think I may have to abstain from the...
You can't even answer the question. As a banker, you can't talk about the history. As a kid, as an adolescent, you can't tell the truth?
You know, it would go way back to my childhood, but I have to tell you, I better abstain from the... Although I love it and I love hearing what people say, given the parameters that I'm in, I better abstain from the high five if I may.
What was your favorite way to use cannabis?
You know, it's interesting for me.
You kind of got that old hippie hairdo style. Looked like you were, probably had long hair back in the day and you were surfing, let alone listening to hip hop. But who knows? I mean, I'm just looking at you going, I'm sure he smoked a joint or two back in his day.
You know, it was a long time ago. I think, like I said, if I abstained from those questions.
Okay, there's one that you could answer.
What is it?
If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Now, that doesn't give out any past or any future. This is if you could.
You know, and this is going to sound crazy because this is going to be really sensitive. And I've asked this question, but I've answered this question before because people think about famous people. And I get emotional about this because my grandfather and great grandfather, you know, were pipe smokers. And so I know people don't go there, but I never got to know them. And so to me, where a lot of people think about someone famous, it's if I could, I would give anything to be able to sit down with them and spend time with
both
them.
Your grandpappies, huh? Grandpappy and great-grandpappy?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, Craig, or not funny, but a lot of people actually go on the emotional side of family members, whether it be a lost family member or for your sake, somebody that they haven't known but yet was a legacy in their family of somebody that's done something. And it's not as uncommon or common as you think. It happens. People say it all the time. So, I mean, yes, the normal, I feel like, is the big celebrity style. Most people would feel and think that. But when you say something like that, to me, it makes the most sense in the world. Or when somebody goes even super religious or just super spiritual and says Jesus or Moses or something, you know, really out there, where you're like, oh, yes, that's more random. So I can feel and understand why it would be something like that. And I think it's awesome because you would like to, as I would like to know the legacy of my family and talk to those that I've never talked to and shared stories with of what they went through and get to know more of my family gene line of what we've done. I think it's a great answer.
So he said they were pipe smokers. So does that mean that?
Yeah, they put a little wacky tobacco. Hey, dog, you know what? You got to read between the lines there, Frankino. You know exactly what he meant by that. We ain't going to give Craig Isaac the all. He ain't going to admit it if he did anyways. We already see how this tap dancing is going. You know what I'm saying? He ain't like, no, he never put nothing in there but tobacco. Back in those days, they had tobacco and weed on every farm. And I'm sure his family was doing the same thing. Hence, he's got such an interest in this. Craig Isaac, Senior Director at Bank of California. Is there anything we missed that you want to share before we let you go today?
You know, I think that's it. I mean, this has been, like I said, going back and as long as I've known you, this has been an unexpected treat and will be a fond memory for many years to come. So I thank both of you. And at the seat of it, I thank Blue, because he and I hit it off, ironically, in all of random places of Clubhouse, and he invited me to get to know you, so.
That's Blue for you, the CEO and creator of Cannabis Talk 101. He creates it, walks away from it. Joe, handle it. It's a good thing. We love him and we miss him, and he'll be back, I'm sure, very, very soon. But Craig, once again, give out your email so people can get in contact with you if they need you, or of course, find Craig Isaac on social media at LinkedIn. That's his go-to. But also, he gave out his email earlier. Once again, it's
craig.isaac@bankofcal.com. And that's BANCOFCAL.com, which is also the website.
And Craig is CRAIG.ISAAC. Correct?
You got it.
There it is, folks. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.